The work week is here. Let's begin with your Monday market preview with Jeff Sherman and Dave Spano.
Working for it all, but it's money, money. It's money, money. It's money, money.
Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman, joined by the CEO of Annex Wealth Management, Dave Spano. Dave, happy Monday, as always.
Happy
Thanks
Monday
for taking
you.
Time.
Yeah, love it. Thanks for having me.
Sure. So, as I just mentioned in the two-up, you know, sometimes it's hard to really gauge the economic impact of hurricanes and weather that doesn't happen to us here in Wisconsin. What should we brace for, if anything, given the recent hurricanes?
Yeah, I think you were started to go down the right line, that citrus prices will be higher, sugar cane prices will be higher. But I got to tell you a funny story. I was fishing with this old head up in northern Wisconsin, and he's been around a long time, and he's, you know, he were throwing casts, and he goes, you know, this thing, this El Nino, is the same thing we have in turnover. Now, I don't want to get too deep in the weeds for the non-musky fisher people, but, you know, at the end of the year, the warm water and the cold water flip, and he said that's the same thing that La Nina is doing. These strong trade winds cause this upswelling, and, you know, and cooler water comes to the top, causing hurricanes. And son of a gun, if I didn't look that up, and the old head was certainly on it. But so there is an effect, and he said that's one of the reasons why you're having these hurricane seasons. But as you pointed out, Milton struck Florida, and, you know, citrus and sugarcane prices were higher. You know, we've got an office down there, and the surge was 5 feet of water. That ain't no joke, as they say, coming down the street. So, you know, and Helene was right before that, and that's going to affect cotton and poultry and pecans and all of these things. And, you know, there's even a major IV solutions plant down there, and that's going to affect some U.S. hospitals. So there is an economic impact, not just those who lose their property down in southern Florida and the Carolinas.
Yeah, and obviously, you know, above and beyond the consumer product impact is the insurance, just right, to consider. Obviously, you know, the premiums and what companies are paying out, you know, that could have effect for years to come.
And the laws that are different in Florida as they are in Wisconsin and Illinois, so there is a reason to watch that carefully. And I think you're going to see more and more companies probably not insure or reinsure that are down in Florida. So that's part of that's going to be part of the conversation. So we're going to watch this carefully. And of course, to all of those, our friends and loved ones that were, you know, interrupted, we're watching for them and praying for them.
Yeah, for sure. So what are your thoughts on the general health of the U.S. consumer right now? Any concerning trends with escalating debt or spending patterns that you're seeing?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. It's kind of a mixed bag right now. Credit card debt is certainly going up, but it's not torrid. You know, delinquencies have been rising, but usually they're going up. There's something that I pay attention to, and it's called the average everyday man's inflation. And I think that's what hasn't gotten a lot of attention. So it shows that, you know, PPI and CPI and all these terms that we like to talk about have come down, Jeff. But what we're seeing is people's incomes haven't caught up. And so their spendable income is not as good as it was in previous administrations. And that is the reason why I think that the current administration is not getting credit for some good economic news. Obviously, we haven't had a recession. We've had positive GDP numbers. Earnings season is going to come out big time this week. And we're going to see, you know, 40 big time companies come out this week. So all of that is positive. But when it affects your pocketbook and people vote their pocketbook, that's what we're starting to see.
Yeah, yeah. What are some of the early forecasts here? I mean, obviously, Halloween is just a couple weeks away, and that's a big spender for a lot of people. But then, you know, the holidays are right around the corner, too.
Yeah, you think about Thanksgiving. It's late this year. It's falling all the way onto November 28th. So that's only 27 days between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Last year was 32 days. So there's less of a spending season, and that shortened window could mean fewer sales. And in fact, this morning I was listening to one of the broadcasts, and they said we expect that spending will be down 5%. And so that's something to watch very carefully. And, you know, the shoppers are under pressure anyways. We've got the uncertainty of the election. We've got the uncertainty of, you know, what's happening with geopolitical uncertainty around the world. So I think this is going to follow through, and you're going to see spending down, you know, slightly, and you're going to see that come out of retail spending.
Yep. Okay, when we come back, China prepares a stimulus or does it. I want to talk a little bit about one of my conversations at a bar on Friday night and get your insight. Dave Spano, CEO from Annex Wealth Management, joins us. This is The Upswing, and you're listening to WTMJ. Welcome back to The Upswing. I'm Jeff Sherman from the WTMJ Talk and Text Line, which is 855-616-1620. From the 262, building material prices are already up. So remodeling, new construction, fire restoration, and consequently, insurance costs are here and climbing as well. Indeed, for sure. Good observation from the 262. Always appreciate Talk and Text Line comments. So, Dave, as you look at China, they moved to kind of further ramp up support for the economy, promised some stimulus especially to the slumping property sector and local governments that are in debt. But officials, I don't know, as you look, how does it affect the U.S. economy, what China says it may or may not do?
Yeah, I think you're right on. Those two sectors, that's exactly how I would answer that question. The property sector has been in a downturn, and they bail out these indebted local governments. So that's one thing for local China. But you can see the conversations about tariffs, and both sides are talking about tariffs. And what does that really look like? Is it really a negotiating tactic? Do they really get impacted? And if they do, and if Trump wins, and he does implement those, does that mean that a lot of that production goes to India, for example? Hmm. And so there are always opportunities, and we always continue to look for those opportunities. So, but if you look at what's happening with China, we pay attention to what happens with the currency, right? So they're, right. Their specific dollar, the yuan, is determined by legislature. And so that's called the Ministry of Finance. So that's unlike what we do, where, the markets really kind of control what's happening with the dollar, especially in light of all of the debt that we have in this country. So we watch that. We watch gold. Gold has been rallying. It tells us a lot about what's happening, who could win the election. And so we look at that. We look at Europe, what's happening with France and Italy and their deficits. All of this does come together, Steve. There's no question about that because of the fact that we're in an interconnected world.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so speaking of interconnected worlds, a Friday night, it was a beautiful night here in Wisconsin. Wife and I took a walk around the neighborhood, ended up at a local tavern, sat and caught up on the week. And,
well, give them some love, man. What was it?
Well, it was Draft and Vessel right on Oakland in Shorewood. Great place. They're actually creating a new location right here downtown.
Isn't that the Village Bar right there in Sherwood?
Yeah, it used to be. Well, the Village Pub used to be, is now Cloud Red, so it's right down the block from there.
They have multiple
locations around the area. Really a great place.
By the way, that is how, if people give me directions, they don't say turn at the gas station. They say, turn at that second bar on the right.
Yes, indeed. That's how we talk in Wisconsin. That's the way to go. So We sat down, and my wife was wonderful. She could kind of see the distress on this woman's face next to us. And we just started talking. And she said she just had a really challenging week. Her mom is early stage dementia. She's looking for places for her mother, kind of working with her father and her brothers and sisters. And just the whole, you could just see the overwhelm in her face. And mainly when she started talking dollars and cents, she was throwing out numbers of $8,000 to $10,000 a month to get her into the right care, the right memory care facility, and then looking some of those places asking for 1 year up front, 2 years up front, and it was mind blowing in terms of the cost for me. And obviously, as you talk with your clients each and every day, what are some of the strategies for managing these healthcare costs that are coming for all of us?
Yeah, generally when we talk about conversations at bar, that's generally my core competency. But no, seriously, this is something we just went through, Jeff, and with my own mother, and so, and it was home hospice, and when that happens, it's more than $8,000 to $9,000 a month. It was significantly more than that, and it just made me think about, you know, what where we are in this country with health care costs. But, you know, health care costs and insurance are a key part of everyone's financial plan. So that's exactly right. So we go through that. A typical couple, age 65, might need $300,000 set aside to invest for health care and through retirement. So that is something we always talk about. You know, we talk about the first part of retirement are the go-go years, right? You know, when you're going and you're traveling, you're doing all those things. And then the second part is the slow-go years. And then finally are the no-go years, right? You really aren't moving around too much. But start early. Use health savings accounts, HSAs, the great tools for health care costs. You can contribute some pre-tax money and medical expenses and use some of that on the tax-free. I mean, they're triple tax advantage. So there's really an attractive way to start to use HSA. Optimize, secondly, optimize your Medicare benefits. You know, there's Medicare Part A, which is the hospital side. Part B is the medical insurance, and Part D is prescription. All of these, you know, and there's gap insurance as well. So, you know, talk to a Medicare specialist. You know, talk about long-term care insurance. All of these things, you know, are costly. There's no question about it. What can you do? Obviously, maintain a healthy lifestyle, get regular exercise, keep a balanced diet. All of these things, you know, for certain, we'll try to eliminate some of these costs. But if I can, before before you throw me off the air here, we've got a webinar coming up this week with my friend Vince Ventrano. So, year end tax planning, prioritizing your to do list for 2024. Go to annexwealth.com, hit the backslash, and hit events button. And Vince and I and one of my teammates, Eric Strom, are going to do that this week.
All right. That should be great. Always wonderful insights there.